Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report. Peter Chin's wife had been diagnosed with cancer when they found out that she was expecting their third child. There was a very real possibility that he would lose one or the other, or maybe even both. But he gained a new understanding of God's goodness, even when it was difficult to understand why.
It was at that moment that I realized that God's ways are not easily understood. And I think sometimes our frustration with God and the disappointment we feel with him is based out of this expectation that he's going to be understandable and that he'll do things in a way that we easily can comprehend, or he'll kind of do what we ask him to do. And I think no small part of our frustration with God is based out of that misperception. And so that's one of the biggest things that I kind of advise people to realize, is that you have to let God be God. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
Peter was learning to trust God before he knew how the situation would turn out.
And I think hopefully for other people who are going through kind of the fight of their lives, they'll understand these things as well, that it is difficult to understand God. If he was easily understandable, then he wouldn't be God. He would be something of our own imagination. But instead, he's very mysterious, but he is still good. And that goodness may not be a simple, easily understood thing, but it is still true. And I hope that it helps other people to kind of balance out their own journey and to be okay with their frustration and their pain, but also to realize that God is still present in the midst of it. That, I think, is something that encouraged me, that really transformed my theology, to be honest, in terms of letting God be God, but also always keeping faith that God will be good.
God is mysterious and good. Even when you don't understand what he's doing, you need to keep on trusting in his unfailing goodness.